Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show.
Hello, all of our faithful listeners. This is El Rey here to tell you about Music House. Music House is a store by musicians for musicians, focused on the day-to-day needs of beginners to professionals alike. Music House helps you bring the music home. Whether you need supplies for band class, strings or sticks for a gig, acoustic treatment for your home studio, or even recording specialties, we are stocked and experienced to help you find a solution. Music House is located in Northwest Corpus Christi off Highway 77. Easy access to South Texas musicians. Follow us at Music House CC on your favorite social media platform or visit us at musichousecc.com for more info. And that's M-U-S-H-A-U-S.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoy hoy, everybody.
What's up with this return of winter?
Yeah. We were at 80 some the other day.
Yeah.
And now we're at 40 some.
It's not fun at all.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we were done. Yeah. Like you said.
It wouldn't be too bad if it wasn't for the moisture in the air.
Yeah. That mist gets annoying.
Yeah.
And the wind.
Yes. And I have no, natural protection for my head.
Yeah, got no fur up there.
Yep. So it's extra annoying for me.
A lot of beanies.
Yeah, this week. Beanies and hoodies.
Yes.
All around. Anyway, that's enough about the problems of a bald man. We are here to talk about the next episode of The Simpsons Adventures, which is titled, oddly enough, Homer Loves Flanders. It is the 16th episode in the 5th season, and it originally aired March 17th of 1994. And we're going to open up with the traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally.
You got chalkboard, both.
Yeah. So the chalkboard says, "I am not delightfully saucy." That's what Bart's writing over and over
again.
Okay. I don't know.
They gave us something.
They gave us something, yeah. Mm-hmm. The couch gag, of course, the family gets into the living room, but there are two couches side by side, identical. And so what the family does, they split in half, and each couch gets a different half.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice little piece of animation there.
Yeah. They left out the internal organs. It was just black.
Yeah, it was just black. Yeah.
So they did us a favor.
Yeah.
We didn't want to see that. I'm sure.
That was a lot more time to draw that also. So
that's true.
Could have been a time crunch
there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to open up this episode once again, watching TV.
Haven't in a while.
Yeah.
So.
And they're watching Eye on Springfield with our host, Kent Brockman. So Kent, come on. He says, "Tonight on Eye on Springfield, just miles from your doorstep, hundreds of men are given weapons and trained to kill. The government calls it the Army, but a more alarmist name would be the Killbot Factory. But first, Springfield has come down with a fever, football fever, brought on by the biggest game of the year, the Pigskin Classic between the Shelbyville Sharks and our own Springfield Adams. If you have the fever, there's only one cure. Take two tickets and see the game Sunday morning."
And then you hear
a PSA.
Yeah, PSA on the bottom says, "Warning, tickets should not be taken internally."
And then Homer announces rather proudly, "See, because of me, now they have a warning."
Yep. And so Bart knows now that, you know, Homer's all into this. And so he takes advantage of the situation. He says, "Hey, Dad, sell you these for $50.
And Homer goes, "Woohoo, sold." And he gives Bart money and he takes the tickets and Bart runs off.
And Marge says, Those aren't tickets to the game, Homer.
Then Homer's like, what do you mean? It says right here, free wig with every purchase of a large wig. Downtown Wig Center. Why, you little... free wig.
And then he has a little, you know...
thought bubble.
Yeah, thought bubble. And he imagines himself wearing a wig, like a Marge wig, right? And then he imitates her like, I love you, homie. And he starts laughing. He's like, I don't need her at all anymore. Wow.
Yeah, let's just say a Homer with a Marge's wig does not look like Marge at all.
No.
So I don't know what he saw in the mirror.
But was, you never can understand
him. Yeah.
But,
so, of course, Homer cannot resist going to the game.
Yes.
So he does the only thing that he can think of to make sure he gets tickets. He decides to camp out in front of the ticket booth. And he's lucky enough to be the second guy in line.
Yes.
So he's really pumped about that. He's like, hey, I did it. Second in line, and all I had to do was miss 8 days of work.
Some man tells him, with the money you would have made working, you could have bought tickets from a scalper.
And then Homer goes, in theory, yes, jerk. I guess he didn't like the someone pointing out the flaws in his logic.
Yeah. Oh, well. And so at this point, the window opens up, right? The little shutter. And first man steps up and he says, give me 30,000 tickets.
And then the vendor goes, that'll be $950,000, please.
And he's like, look, the thing about that is I only got $10 on me. Can I pay the rest later?
The woman goes, sure. And he slides over all of the tickets.
Yep, he walks
away. Yeah.
And as he walks away, the sold out sign just falls right in front of Homer.
And Homer looks rather dejected.
Yes, he doesn't look happy at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never gotten the whole concept of camping out for anything.
I've never camped out. Mm-hmm. I've waited in some lines for a very long time, but I've never actually
camped out.
Yeah, no.
I mean, go to Disney, you have to wait in line. I get it. But actually camping out, like, I don't want to insult anybody, but if you're like the people that camp out for Black Friday.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, geez, how do you do it? How do you miss work? Do you not work? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's one of those mysteries.
Yeah, I mean, I've showed up to, you know, concerts like 3-4 hours early because I wanted to get into the front, but yeah, no. Mm-mm. Oh, well. And so Homer's going home, right? He's upset. He's listening to KBBL, of course, right? And Marty comes on and says, that was Bobby McFerrin's new one. I'm worried. Need money. So if you want tickets to the Big Pigskin Classic, and they play the morning zoo sounds, the oink, oink, all that stuff. He says, just get to a phone and be our 13th caller.
And Homer goes, get tickets, must get tickets, find phone, yes, when he gets to work. But he's behind a line of maybe 5-6 cars.
Yeah.
And he gets rather impatient. So he goes, ho, ho, stupid sheep. And he goes around and he tries to drive in on the other side of the guard shack. I guess he doesn't see the spikes.
Yes.
That are going to...
Yes, the ones that go down when you drive over them the right way, but...
They'll... bust your tires when you go in the wrong way.
As Homer does.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And as he's, you know, limping around the car, you hear Marty on the radio saying, still waiting for that caller.
And, of course, he runs in to the nuclear power plant and he grabs the phone. But
we hear Marty, oh, we have a winner. What's your name, sir?
It goes, Ned Flanders.
And Homer's upset. He's just, oh, not Flanders. Anybody but Flanders.
And of course, typical Ned Flanders fashion. He goes, well, golly, if that doesn't put the shaz in Shazam. Oh, listen, what's the cash value of those tickets so I can report it on my income tax?
Oh, my goodness.
It's well established that Ned is a square.
Yes.
But the level that he's a square keeps astounding us.
That is very, very square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, you kids that are listening and like, what the hell does he mean by square? Lame.
Lame, yeah.
Just think of it as lame.
There you go. And so Homer's upset, right? He's raging. He raises his head and he hits the radio and it flips to a station playing Two Tickets to Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, by Eddie Money.
Yes, and he starts singing along.
Yep.
And then he even gets into the guitar riff.
And he even comments, excellent guitar riff.
I guess he didn't see the irony in that song. Two tickets, and he was trying to win two tickets. Mm. But he just got into the groove of the song, I guess.
Yep. And just, we were talking about this before the show. The late, great Eddie Money.
When did he die?
I think he died recently, to be honest. Mm. Yeah, I think he did. I saw him play Two Tickets to Paradise once upon a time when I was a kid. He was playing at some festival. He was already old by then, but
yep,
he was up there.
And when he says he was a kid, I mean literally a kid.
Yeah. I must have been about, I think I was like 12. 12, 13 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was already in the twilight of his career.
Yes. So. It was in the twilight when I was a kid. So yeah.
And so Homer, yeah, he's sad, right?
He gets home and he's like sitting down on the couch. Why am I such a loser? Why?
And Bart jumps in real quick and says, well, your father was a loser and his father, it's genetic, man. Dope! And Bart realizes you're going to be a loser.
Yes. Once he said it's genetic, he thought about it and he went, oh God, what did I do to myself?
Yes.
So at this moment, Lisa steps in. What's so special about this game anyway? It's just another chapter in the pointless rivalry between Springfield and Shelbyville. They built a mini mall, so we build a bigger mini mall. They made the world's largest pizza, so we burnt down their city hall.
Homer jumps in. Yeah, they swore they'd get us back by spiking our water supply, but they didn't have the guts. And
little did he know.
Yes, I love this part of the episode. It's just so funny because then we see Marge in the kitchen getting some tap water. And she takes a drink and she starts going, ooh, the walls are melting again. And she starts giggling. Yeah.
Now, I can relate to this, kind of, because Brownsville tap water absolutely sucks.
I remember.
It's terrible. So I stay away from the tap water.
Yeah.
You know what happened last time I drank some Brownsville tap water?
Oh, no.
I almost broke out in the hives.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't like the full body type, but it was like around my nose and mouth.
Ew.
And it went away about 15 minutes later. I'm like, what the hell's in this
Something
water?
Something was there, dude. Yeah. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, Marge is having her little trip here. She even sees a chicken get out of the oven and said, personally, I think I'm overdone. And it flies away.
Yep. So Marge was tripping.
Yeah. So they were. They did get them.
Yep, they did. Mm-hmm. So Homer tries the last resort of a scoundrel.
Yes.
He tries prayer. He's like, God, if you really are God, you'll get me tickets to that game. Just then, the doorbell rings.
And we hear, Heidly ho, neighbor. Want to go to the game with me? I got two tickets in.
And then Homer slams the door in his face. He turns around and is like, why do you mock me, O Lord, as he looks up at the ceiling?
Yes. And Marge jumps in and is like, Homer, that's not God. That's just a waffle that Bart tossed up there. And she scrapes it off, right? And it falls right into Homer's hands.
And then Homer's looking at the waffles like, I know I shouldn't eat thee, but... And he takes a bite out of it. He's like, sacrilegious.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Sacrilegious is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So
kind of like a craptacular. They combine crap and spectacular. Craptacular. That was another brilliant Simpsons.
That is a good one.
Word.
And so Homer is going to resort to stealing. Islands. Yes, the stealing the tickets from Ned. So he's going over to his house at night with a lead pipe in his hand. Right, and he rings the doorbell.
Just then, Marge, sticks her head out of the window, and she's like, "Homer,
huh?
Are you planning to hit Ned Flanders with a pipe to take his tickets?"
Yeah, no. He almost says yes.
Uh-huh. And just then, Ned answers the door. He's like, "Huh?"
And Homer winds up, and he winds down and says, "Flanders, I decided I'd like to go to the game with you."
And Ned's like, well, get out the Crayolas and colored me tickled pink. Ooh, what's with the lead pipe? Were you going to give my noggin a flogging?
Homer goes, well, yeah. And they chuckle. Yep, he was, dude. Mm-hmm.
So next thing we know, we're at the Shelbyville Stadium. And Ned and Homer drive past Carl and Lenny.
Yeah, and Homer is—he's scared. He just like, "Duck! I can't let the boy see me with you."
And Ned's like, "What?"
And so he pushes Ned's head down, and he says, "Hi!" Right to Lenny and Carl.
And Lenny's like, "Hey, looks like Homer's got one of those robot cars." And just then, we hear the car crash.
And Carl jumps and says, "One of those American robot cars."
Got a trash American ingenuity there, right?
We have to. So we cut down to...
Wait, before we move on.
Oh.
So Springfield and Shelbyville are side by side. Mm-hmm. They both have professional football teams, and they both have stadiums. Again, how big is freaking Springfield?
And how big is Shelbyville?
Yes.
Like? Yep. Yeah.
Mysteries. Mysteries upon mysteries. It's
a geographical oddity, man.
Yep. Was it West Springfield is as big as Texas?
Something like that, yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm. And so we cut down to the field, and we have Mr. Burns. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he's trying to inspire the team, right? Mm-hmm. To the height of their abilities. And he says, "Men, there's a little crippled boy sitting in a hospital who wants you to win this game. I know because I crippled him myself to inspire you."
And then we cut to the hospital, and we see Milhouse and his parents. Luann and, I'm blanking on. Kirk Van Houten. And Milhouse says to his parents, "I hope they win, or Mr. Burns said he's coming back."
So awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's such a great scene.
Yep. You can see his leg up on the spleen. Yeah. elevated up, yeah.
And so Ned and Homer sit down, right? And it's, "Well, these are amazing seats, huh, Homer?" And they're happy. Yeah, Homer's happy.
And Homer breaks out one of those inflatable beach balls, and he blows it up, and he's like, "Here comes fun." And he throws it to the crowd behind him.
Yes. And then someone throws a beer can at him.
Yep. just then, we see Diamond Joe Quimby.
Yes.
Yes, he enters the stadium, and he's sitting on the same row that Homer and Ned are. Right, he has a seat, and he orders two dogs, two sodas, and two ice cream bars. And so they, you know, what they do at the stadium, they pass them down. But what happens as they're passing the stuff down?
Well, they're not really getting there. Mm-mm. Because somebody is in that line, obviously Homer. And yeah, things just disappear when it comes to food.
Yep. He takes two bites out of the hot dogs and two bites out of the ice cream bars.
Yeah, terrible. What an ancient thing to do now.
Oh, yeah.
Pass down food at the ballpark or the stadium.
Yeah.
From the end of the row.
It's not going to happen nowadays.
Right?
Mm-mm.
That's gone. That's crazy. I thought about that. People used to pass it down.
Yeah. You know, I've been telling my students for years that the handshake is going to disappear eventually. They're like, "Why, sir?" Germs. Mm-hmm. And... I think I've gotten more fist bumps and elbow bumps. Yeah, this year than I have in my entire life.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And we just started this year, right? We're barely in February.
Yeah. End of February. Wow. Mm. Yeah, it's crazy. And so Ned returns at this point, right? Because of Ned, he's got a bunch of food.
Mm-hmm.
And... Homer says, "Well, I guess I should pay my share."
And Ned laughs. He's like, "Relax, Homer. I keep telling you, you're my guest."
And then Homer gets excited. "Ooh, you bought me a nacho hat." And he did, actually. "Thanks, Ned." And he dips a nacho in it. He puts it on and dips a nacho in it. And he eats it. And he starts singing his version of Macho Man, which is, of course, Nacho Man. Nacho, Nacho Man. Great.
"I want to be a nacho man." By the way, if you want to know what the hell the nacho hat looks like, imagine one of those mariachi hats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It kind of looks like that, but made out of like a corn chip.
Yeah, one big chip.
One big corn chip. And it's got like a dent in the middle so you can
put the cheese in there.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you just break off a piece of that hat, dip it in there, and eat it. I like the concept, but putting it on your head and eating it.
You got to try it once, though.
Yeah. Well, I got to be drunk enough to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a football game.
Yeah. You'll work your way
Fair enough. And so Then we see a bulldozer just come by and move all the trash that is landing right in front of Homer. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Right? And then, of course, we look at the score, right? And it's 27-21, Shelbyville. Game is already getting ready to end.
And then we see the hero of the Springfield team, Stan Taylor. Mm-hmm. And he's calling the play. He's like, Blue 27 on three.
Yes, and Homer gives us his nickname here. He says, if anyone can pull it off, it's Stan the Boy Taylor.
And then the crowd starts going, Stan, he's our boy. If he can't do it, no one will.
Yeah.
Of course, if anybody's named Stan, his nickname is usually?
Stan the Man,
not yeah. Stan the Boy.
Nope. That's a good little piece of writing, though. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then the announcer comes on and says, and the ball is snapped. A huge melee forms in front of Stan, and he must go long to his wide receiver. The throw is good! Right?
Yeah.
But they knock the guy out of bounds, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're like, is it good?
And then that's when the ref steps up.
Yep.
And he raises his hand and calls it a touchdown.
And the crowd goes wild, right? Mm-hmm. And Homer is very excited. He actually grabs Ned and starts kissing him. Over and over again.
First on the cheeks and then the last one.
On the lips.
Yes.
And Ned is just like napping very nervously.
Yes. And then Homer turns around and starts yelling at the crowd. Losers! Kiss my big Springfield behind, Shelbyville.
And then someone throws a beer can at him and another beer can.
And he ducks him and he scoffs like, I'm invincible.
And as he says that, we see a whole keg line to the screen and knock Homer over.
He's like, don't!
That's such a good scene.
Yes. By the way, have you seen any of those old school kegs around anymore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in some places, but...
Yeah, it's not one of those skinny kegs you see now. It's,
yeah.
It was one of those big keg beer. Let me say, I mean, one thrown at you... Must hurt.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be terrible.
Yes. Must really hurt.
That thing had to be empty to at least try and get it that far.
Yeah, because
there's you no can't way. Throw it. There's no way it had anything in it.
I don't think the mountain could throw it that far. Yeah.
And so, as the players are leaving the stadium, Homer's looking for an autograph. And he's like, hey, somebody sign an autograph. Please. Somebody sign an autograph. Hey, would you sign a... Oh, you fat, stupid jerks.
And then the players turn around and look at him.
And he points at Ned and he says, it was him. Wow.
Yes. Just then, we see Stan. He's like, Ned? Is that Ned Flanders?
And Ned says, Hiley ho, Stanster.
And Homer's like, how do you know Stan Taylor?
And Stan says, no, me. Ned Flanders saved me. I used to party all night and sleep with lingerie models until Ned and his Bible group showed me that I could have more.
And then Homer, I guess he misunderstood what he meant by I could have more.
Yeah.
And Homer goes, professional athletes always wanting more.
And so Stan tells Ned, they gave me the game ball, but I want you to have it.
And Homer gasps.
Right.
He's like,
and Ned does him a solid. He says, tell you what, Homer Simpson here is just about the biggest Adam fan that's ever graced God's green earth. I bet he'd enjoy it even more than me.
And Stan goes, sure, anything for Nettie. Here you go.
And Homer says, wow, now I have 4 children. You will be called Stitch Face. My goodness.
So Homer admits finally to Ned that he's been the nicest to him that anybody ever has. And this is while they're driving out. And they're back in Ned's car. And Ned sees... Carl and Lenny, and Ned goes, oh, I guess it's time for me to duck again.
And Homer says, no, I want everyone to know that. And he yells that this is Ned Flanders, my friend.
And Carl goes, what'd he say?
Lenny says.
Oh, yeah. Lenny says, what'd he say?
And Carl says, I don't know, something about being gay. Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, they did this a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
But there's no way you could get away with that today.
Yeah. It's not cut out of the Disney Plus, though.
No, it isn't.
So it's there.
It's an old joke they left in there. Well, why couldn't they leave Michael Jackson in there?
Oh, boy. I'm sure it's got something to do with lawyers and stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
So, as Homer gets home, he throws away his wedding picture from the mantle, right, in order to clear space for Stitch Face.
And Marge is not happy, says, no. Homer, that's our wedding photo.
Oh, Marge, quit living in the past, he says.
That terrible. Is a very unsatisfactory answer for me. Yeah, you can't do that, man. So Ned comes in, right? Well, he doesn't come in. We just see him outside the window. He says, "Hi-dilly-ho, window buddy. Just wondering if you'd like to come over and give the new pool table a whirl."
Homer says, "I'll be there. And this time, you can be the nacho man." And they both laugh together. It's like,
yeah, and Lisa is worried now. It's like, Dad and Ned Flanders next? What's next? A's on Bart's report card?
And they all start laughing.
Including Bart. Yes. Marge, Lisa, and Bart are all laughing.
They start laughing and Bart just stops and goes, "Hey!"
It took him a while to realize it was... Yeah.
Lisa wasn't wrong. Mm-mm. And so then we cut to Ned's house and we see Homer lining up a shot, but it's far away. So he's not using the rake, right?
He decides to climb on the table.
Which is the no-no. You're not supposed to climb on the table.
Mm-mm. Especially if it's not one of those... That pool table looked like a regular table with, you know, felt on top and little, what do you call those? The pockets on the side?
Yeah.
It didn't look like one of those.
Not a cheap one.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No. And so, Ned, you can tell he's uneasy. He's like, "Be careful there, Homer. That is a sort of a new table." And he's giggling a little bit.
And then Homer goes, "Watch this, Ned. They don't call me Springfield Fats just because I'm morbidly obese." And he leans more on the table and all four legs break. Mm-hmm. And he falls to the ground. And he says, "Now you've got a little lawsuit on your hands." Just kidding. And Ned, he looks like he's biting his tongue.
Yeah, he's upset. Mm-hmm. He is not happy. And so we're still at the Flanders house. And Rod and Todd are watching a religious kids cartoon, yes. Right? And it's Father Sheep, right? Mm-hmm. That's, you see Father Sheep. "What's wrong, Jeremiah?"
And Jeremiah goes, "It's not fair. My brother Joseph has a sin to confess. I wish I had one too."
And Father Sheep says, "Oh, don't you see? You do have a sin to confess. The sin of envy." And then, they laugh like that. Of course, the sheep.
And Todd's really worried. He's like, "Well, it's all well and good for sheep, but what are we to do?"
And right then, Homer just jumps in, "Boring, let's watch something else."
And Rod and Todd both go, "Aw."
And Ned jumps in and says, "Now, boys, Mr. Simpson is the guest. He gets to decide what to watch."
And Homer, to little kids, he goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
He grabs the remote and he's flipping through the channels. He's like, "Hey, what gives? I thought you had a satellite dish because everything seems to be blocked."
Yes, so that's what Ned says. Like, sure doodly do. Over 230 channels locked out.
Why pay so much to just lock those channels out?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And this is when Maude comes in. She says, "Okay, boys, time for bed. Say goodnight."
And then Rod and Todd say goodnight to Ned. And then they say goodnight, Uncle Homer.
And then Homer goes, "Aw, Uncle Homer. Ned, since you've let me spend time with your family, I want you to get to know my family." And next thing we know, they're going into Moe's.
Yes.
I guess this is the family he was referring to, right? Mm-hmm. So when they're walking in, Homer goes, "Hey, everyone."
Yeah, Barney's like, "Hey." Barney's there, of course.
Yeah. And Homer says, "I'd like to introduce Ned Flanders, my best friend."
And then Moe jumps in and says, "Hey, I don't want no one in here with their evils of alcohol rap."
Yeah, he's worried about losing money.
Yep.
And Ned goes, "Wait a second. You're the man at the hospital who reads the sick children." And then we have a little flashback to Mo reading My Friend Flicka and sniffling because he's crying while he's reading to the kids.
And just then, Mo grabs Ned and he says, "If this gets out, the next words you say will be muffled by your own butt."
I guess he's going to turn him into a human pretzel.
I guess so, yeah.
So, next thing we know, Homer is going back home from work, and we find Marge working outside in the flower bed, right?
And so Marge is like, "Honey, I'm so glad you're home."
And this he cuts her off, right? And this is like my favorite line from the episode. Homer goes, "Can't talk, see in Flanders, later, sex."
Marge is like, wow. Yeah, not the way to greet your wife, I imagine.
Yeah. Just go away until I need you later.
That's so bad.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the low points of Homer right there.
Yes, very, very low.
And so we cut to the next little scene, and it's dinner time at the Flanders, right? Mm-hmm. Ned's saying the grace. He says, bless the grocer for this wonderful meat, the middleman who jacked up the price, and let's not forget the humane but determined boys over at the slaughterhouse.
And this is where we see Homer pop up outside the window.
Yes.
He goes, hiya, Flanders. Ooh, dinner. May I join you? And he climbs in through the window. And he starts grabbing stuff off of their plates and eating it.
Yeah.
And they're all like, huh.
It's terrible.
Yes.
And Ned jumps in. He's like, Homer, I'd love to chitty-chat, but tonight's the night I do my charity work.
And Homer goes, oh, yeah, the judge made me do that once, too. Stupid lack of public urinals. So we know what he did.
Yes, at least we know.
Yes.
And so Homer tells him, like, hey, just so you don't have to suffer alone, I'm coming with you.
And Ned isn't thrilled, but he doesn't try to let that come through.
Yeah.
But we can still see it, though. Unless, of course, you're Homer and you're completely oblivious to everything.
Which, of course, he is.
Yeah.
And so we cut to the homeless shelter, right? And the Reverend working there walks up to Homer and says, oh, you poor unfortunate man, let's get you out of those clothes immediately. And we'll do whatever we can about the smell.
Another reference to Homer's smell.
Yes, how bad does Homer smell? It's got to be terrible.
He must smell like Sasquatch ass or something.
It's terrible. And so Homer is, you know, getting impatient, right? He tells Ned, come on, we've been here for 15 minutes. Can't you see they're sucking the life out of us?
And Ned goes, Homer, maybe you'd have more fun at Moe's tonight.
And Homer says, oh, for some reason, Moe's is always closed on Wednesdays. And then we cut to...
Actually, no. We're in the shelter.
That's right. We are in the shelter.
We're in the shelter. We go to the corner.
Yes.
And we see Moe reading to the homeless.
He's yes. Like,
and then they realize they were no longer little girls. They were little women. He's crying there too.
Oh, my.
So Moe has a soft side under that ugly exterior.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Homer's trying to get Ned to hurry up, right? Like giving out the soup and everything. And he grabs the ladle, right? Mm-hmm. And he just does it himself. He starts just giving everybody over and over again their soup.
And this is when the photographer for the news sees it. He says, wow, look at that enthusiasm. This is front page material. And he takes a picture of Homer. Mm-hmm. And next thing we know, we see the Springfield Shopper the next day. And it says, big fat man has a big fat heart.
Yes, it does. And Marge is impressed, right? She's talking to Homer. I'm very proud of you. But don't you think you're spending too much time with Ned? Your family needs you too.
And then Homer goes, oh, of course you'd say something like that, Marge. You've hated Ned for years. In fact, you wanted me to bash his head with a pipe.
Marge is like, that was you. And
Homer goes, love, Marge. Don't hate, love.
And then Bart jumps in. He's like, the Flanders are a bunch of geeks, man.
Homer takes this personally. He goes, the Flanders are not geeks. So, okay, Rod and Todd are. And the wife has a thing for me. But she hides it under a mask of low-key hostility. But we've got to give this thing a chance. I want the two families to take a trip together this weekend.
And then Bart says, no way, Jose.
Yes way.
And then Lisa jumps in here and says, don't worry, Bart. It seems like every week something odd happens to the Simpsons. My advice is to write it out. Make the occasional smart aleck quip, and by next week we'll be back to where we started from. Ready for another wacky adventure.
So Lisa's kind of breaking the fourth wall here.
Yep.
She's letting us know we have these adventures every week.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Bart goes, ay caramba!
And she says, that's the spirit, Lisa. Too smart for her own good sometimes.
Yeah, way too smart. So next thing we know, we are in the car. Both families are crammed into Ned's station wagon.
Yep.
And then Homer's like, don't worry. I brought my Rapping Ronnie Reagan tape. It makes the trip go faster. So he puts it in and we hear, it seems to be like a mix, you know, of Ronnie going, well.
And Homer's just laughing it off, right? Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, he realizes he did say well a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well?
Oh. He got it in every speech, at least three times.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so they arrive at the lake, and Ned backs the boat trailer right into the lake. Homer's guiding him.
And he tells him, okay, you're good. So to release the boat.
It's not even close to the water.
No. Ned kind of like shudders when he hears the fiberglass. He's just scraping it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's like, okay, let's go boating.
So next thing we know, we're on the lake and Ned is steering the boat and Homer and Bart are on the boat. And I guess you can see two lines at the back. Mm-hmm. Right. And then Ned asks, how are my boys doing, Homer?
And Homer says, they're fine, but he's not even looking at
them. Yep. I guess they were supposed to be water skiing because all we see are the handles back there and no kids are attached to the handles.
They're just flapping around. Mm-hmm. Terrible. And then we cut back to Marge and Lisa. And Marge is telling Maude Flanders, actually, I hope the children enjoy my special fruit punch.
Right? And Lisa goes, we got the recipe from the fruit punch advisory board.
And Maude goes, oh gosh, I'm sorry. Our boys don't eat sugar. Right? Real.
And Marge's like, but why would the advisory board give us bad advice?
No, sure. Real quick. Yeah. Very like, no.
Yeah. Why would fruit punch need an advisory board?
I don't know.
Is it poisonous or something?
Yeah.
So Todd goes, thank, because we cut to Homer, I'm not Homer, but Bart, Rod and Todd.
Yes.
They're off to the side in the woods somewhere. And Bart is trying to give the kids some pixie sticks. Mm-hmm. And Todd goes, thank you, but we're not allowed.
And Bart says, oh, it's okay. There's no sugar in pixie sticks.
So Rod says, okay, he tries some. And his eyes start to bug out. And then Todd takes it and Rod says, don't hog it all, smelly head.
And Todd says, go to hell, zip face. And they start rolling around fighting over it.
And of course, Bart is laughing his ass off.
Yes, just very happy with himself at this point.
Next thing we know, it's dinner time by the lake.
And Homer decides that he's going to raise a glass and make a toast. It's like, I'd like to propose a toast to the coming together of the Simpsons and Flanders. If this were a more perfect world, we'd all be known as the Flimpsons. So here's to my best friend, Ned.
And Ned kind of sighs. Well, sir, my entire family is very touched.
Food fight, you hear Homer say, and they all start throwing food, and Ned is just getting pelted with it. Yeah.
And, of course, even Lisa and Marge get into it, and the Flanders are just getting pelted by food.
Yeah.
Next thing we know.
Yeah, we see the Flanders getting into the car.
Yeah, they're all packed up, and then Homer walks up. He's like, what you doing?
And Ned says, we're heading back. Todd's got zesty Italian in his eye.
And Homer's, this kind of disappoints. Oh, okay. But at least let me take the boat out for one last spin.
And Ned says, oh, I don't know.
Homer goes, too late.
And then Ned just groans. He goes, oh, Lord, please give me the strength to endure Homer Simpson's friendship.
And then we hear this loud motor sound coming, and Homer, Rah! And then, of course, what is it? The boat has somehow in the air and landed squarely on Flanders' car.
And Homer just says, your car? And he looks at the parking lot, right? And
it's full of cars.
Full of cars, like, boy, what are the odds, huh? He's laughing about it.
And Ned did not find that funny at all.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Hibbert is at the lake, too. Mm-hmm. And he sees Homer. And he says, three cheers for Homer Simpson for his recent charity work. Mm-hmm. And everyone starts cheering.
Yes.
And typical...
The hip hip hooray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Dr. Hibbert sees that his tailgate is kind of rusty. Mm-hmm. And then he says, cheers to this rusty tailgate. Speaking of squares.
Yeah, there's another one right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then we cut to this scene here, and Ned is walking up a church tower, right? Mm-hmm. Listening to himself, right? I forgot how the tune goes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, there we go. And so he gets to the top, and he gets a rifle out. And he says, there's Homer.
And he shoots
him. And he shoots someone. There's Homer too. Boom. There's Homer. That's also a Homer. That's also a Homer. Right?
Yeah. And he's just shooting people left and right.
Yes. Just going crazy, right? And the whole gunfight breaks out.
Because one of those people that he was trying to shoot was a postal employee.
Yes.
Who went postal.
Who went postal.
By the way, Do people still say that? I'm going to go postal on your ass.
I haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah. You kids might not know what going postal means. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, a few of the post office employees went crazy.
Yes.
And started wrecking shop. So we just started saying, hey, I'm going to go postal on you.
Yep. That was a phrase.
Yes.
I really have not heard that in a while. Mm. Also, this is a little, I guess, historical nod to Charles Whitman.
Oh, yes.
So the guy that climbed the UT Tower in Austin and started shooting all those people.
Yep.
Yeah, many years ago.
Yes.
Crazy. Yes. So Ned wakes up, right? And he's just gasping for air.
And Ma's like, what's the matter, Ned?
And Ned's like, I think I hate Homer Simpson.
And just as he finishes saying that, Homer pops open. He pops up fully awake. And he says, Marge, I think I hate Ted Koppel. No, wait. I find him informative and witty. Good night. And he rolls over back to sleep.
Yep. And so we cut to the next day. And Flanders is out playing basketball in front of his house with the kids. And we get into
meme territory
here. Yes, mm-hmm. Because out of the hedges separating the Simpsons and the Flanders houses, Homer comes through the hedge. And he says, hey, what's up for today, Nettie?
And Ned's like, Homer, we're going to visit the boy's grandmother. Family only, you know.
Homer says, right. No reporters.
And Ned's like, no, I meant just the Flanders family.
And Homer says, oh, okay. And he sinks back into the hedge.
Yes.
Right? Classic meme, right?
Yeah, so most of the time it's like used during football season.
Yeah. Like when a team's winning at the beginning of the game and then they lose.
Yeah.
Or the fan base, just people that jump on the bandwagon and then they...
Once a team doesn't do so well, they disappear.
Yeah, they disappear. Mm-hmm. We know, we're Cowboys fans. We got a lot of memes made about us.
Yep. And then Todd goes, oh boy, Grandma!
And Ned says, we're not going anywhere.
But you said...
Ned sees what he's done here. He explains, okay, sometimes from hurting someone's feelings, you have to say things that aren't exactly...
And then this is when Rod cuts him off. He's like, lies make baby Jesus cry. And they both walk away from him.
Yep. Very disappointed in their father.
Right? Yes, extremely.
Yes. And so Homer's not deterred by this, I guess. He goes over to the Flanders house later on with two putters. He knocks on Ned's door and he says if he wants to go to the pitch and putt. Right? He's yelling, you know.
And this is, of course, the Flanders don't want to open the door for him. Mm-hmm. And they are in the car, in the garage, but they don't even want to take the time to open the garage door. Ned just busts through the garage door and he peels out.
Yep.
With the entire Flanders flock.
And we get a little nod to Terminator 2 here, mm-hmm. when the T-1000's chasing them in the car because Homer's running with the putters.
Yes.
Just like the T-1000 catching up to the car. Mm-hmm. However, this car cannot go very fast.
Yeah, Maude tells Ned to floor it.
Yep.
And Ned goes, I can't. It's a Geo.
Yes. You got to explain to the kids what the Geo is.
The Geo was shaped kind of like an egg.
Yeah.
It was a GM, wasn't it? GM?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, it was a very small car. You couldn't fit very many people in. Not quite as bad as a smart car, but still a little bit bigger. Yeah, yeah. And it was a whopping 3-cylinder car.
Yeah.
It was basically a tricycle.
It was a go-kart.
Yeah, it was a go-kart.
Yeah, it was a street-legal go-kart. That's all it was. So, yeah, I remember seeing them as a kid. Mm-hmm. I have not seen one in a very, very long time.
No, they're all trashed. They're all trashed. It's not like they lasted more than 10 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, as the chase keeps going, we again get our little homage to Terminator here because Homer hooks onto the trunk with the...
The putters.
The putters, just like the T-1000 does with the R's.
And he starts climbing his way up.
Yep.
With the putters.
And Ned takes a big turn, right? And it rolls him off. And as he stands up, he just says, I guess he didn't see me. Wow.
And Ned's celebrating. We did it. We got rid of.
And then you hear the sirens and Ned has been pulled over. Mm.
And next thing we know, Ned is taking one of those field sobriety tests.
Yep.
And he's like,
with Wiggum.
Yeah, Chief Wiggum. He's like, I told you, officer, I'm not hepped up on goofballs.
And Wiggum's just like, yeah, right. And as Ned is taking his sobriety test, a church tour bus goes by.
And Reverend Lovejoy was, Ned Flanders, I never would have imagined. And just then, you know, he's kind of like, when he's trying to touch his nose, he kind of gets embarrassed and he falls over. Mm-hmm. And
Wiggum was like, high as a kite, everybody. Goofballs. And they put him into the back of the police car. And like, yeah, where's your messiah now, Flanders? Wow.
That's such so cruel, so cruel. So next thing we know, it's Sunday. And Flanders does not want to go to church. He's like, I can't do it, Maud. I can't face their accusing eyes.
Mm-hmm. And so Maud says, oh, don't worry, Ned. This is a house of love and forgiveness.
And they walk in.
And you just hear the crowd. There he is, Ned Flanders, the fallen one, the evil one. Bet he's the one who wrote Homer all over the bathroom. Just different things being said about Ned.
And Ned's like, oh, I think we should leave.
And just then, Homer yelling says, hey, Flanders, over here. I got us some kick-ass seats in church.
Yes. And of course, Ned can't run anymore. So him and his family walk up to the front, where Homer has indicated that they could sit.
And so this part really makes me laugh, just the pettiness of it. So Reverend Lovejoy is up there, and he says, before I get started on today's sermon entitled, What Ned Did.
As he's looking straight at Ned.
I'd like to congratulate Homer Simpson on his recent charity work.
And everyone starts clapping for him. And he jumps up on top of the pew. The seat, not the pew, right? He jumps up on top of the seat and he starts blowing kisses. He's like, I live to give.
And Lovejoy, that's beautiful. We appreciate the kisses. Man, I love that. The sermon.
Yeah.
What Ned did.
So apparently we're at the end, right? Because Reverend Lovejoy calls on everyone to bow their head in silent prayer.
Yes.
And everybody does this.
Mm-hmm. But since everybody's quiet, we see Ned, and we see him start to get annoyed because you can hear this whistling sound with Homer breathing, all right? And it just gets louder and louder and louder. And finally, Ned can't take it anymore. And he just says, stop it! Breathe through your damn mouth!
And everyone's like, whoa, because he said this in church.
Yes, and he says, oh, can't you see this man isn't a hero? He's annoying. He's very, very annoying.
And this is when Mrs. Lovejoy steps in. Well, Ned Flanders is just jealous.
And Mo jumps in. Oh, this guy's hepped up on goofballs.
And Grandpa, let's sacrifice him to our God.
And everybody gets quiet, right?
Yeah, he's like, come on. We did it all the time in the 30s.
So terrible. And so this whole mob starts to form after Ned.
And Homer steps in. How dare you talk about Ned Flanders like that? He's a wonderful, kind, caring man. Maybe even more so than me. There have been times when I lost my patience with him. I even lashed out at him. But this man has turned every cheek on his body. If everyone here were like Ned Flanders, there'd be no need for heaven. We'd already be there.
And everybody, just stops, right? Mm-hmm. Reverend Lovejoy jumps in. He says, well, I think we all, Ned, owe Ned a heartfelt apology. We were wrong to doubt
him. And Lenny goes, hey, that guy's right.
And so Marge is now talking to Homer, and she tells him, you know, that was a nice thing that he did, right? Mm-hmm. And Ned is very, very thankful as well. He says, thank you so much, Homer. You're a true friend.
And Homer goes, right back at you, buddy. Now, how about that game at the pitch and putt?
And that's just try and stop me.
And Bart is very confused. He's like, I don't get it, Lise. You said everything would be back to normal, but Homer and Flanders are still friends.
And he's like, yeah, maybe this means the end of our wacky adventures.
So next thing we know, we cut to next Thursday at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they chose Thursday. They always aired on Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So Homer goes, guess what, everybody? My great uncle Boris died, and he left us his old country house. There's only one catch. They say it's haunted, but I'm sure we can prove him wrong by spending the night there. But before we go any further, his uncle Boris sounds kind of Russian to me right now, which is appropriate because of all the stuff that's happening over there.
Russia's in the news big time right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh.
And so Ned jumps in right at this point and says, hi, dilly-ho, neighbor.
And Homer goes, get lost, Flanders.
Okey-dokey.
And both Bart and Lisa sigh because everything seems to be going back to normal.
And so
we cut to the house.
Yes, the house. They show up, right?
It seems to be like at the edge of a cliff.
Like all those movies are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a storm. It's dark and there's lightning. And Homer scoffs. See, I told you there's nothing to worry about. This place isn't.
And then everybody starts screaming. Ah! And then
the show ends.
The show ends. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This was not your typical episode.
No, not your typical episode.
Mm-hmm. Because Homer loves Flanders.
Yeah.
I never thought I would see Homer be nice to Flanders, but we have it here.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only because Flanders was nice to Homer in the first place.
Yeah.
And then got him free food.
No good deed goes unpunished. Uh-huh.
And then he got him that game ball. It was only after all that that Homer decided that he was going to be Flanders' friend. Mm-hmm. Not for very long, right? But
he went overboard.
Yes, he did.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good episode, man.
Yes. What do you take from this?
I mean, like iconic scenes, the meme, of course.
Yes.
The hedges. Homer getting hit by the keg, just hilarious.
Him running after the Geo with the golf clubs.
Yes, the Terminator reference, of course. Mm-hmm. The walls are moving again. Marge having that moment.
And then Homer, just because he wants to go see his friend, just ignores Marge. Can't talk, Marge. Later, sex.
Wow. Mo in his soft side.
Oh, yeah, yes.
There's a lot of little things in here. Mm-hmm. What Ned did.
Lovejoy is so judgmental.
Yeah.
For a, he's not a priest, for a reverend, right?
Reverend, yeah.
For a reverend, he's, and his wife is the worst.
The gossiper.
Yes, the town gossip.
Let us not forget Mr. Burns breaking Milhouse's legs.
Yeah.
There's just so many good parts in this.
Milhouse was in there for, what, 3-4 seconds tops?
Mm-hmm.
But he delivered.
Yes, he did. So did Mr. Burns.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, a lot of good scenes in there. As far as rating, it's not. I won't give it a 5.
No, it's not a 5.
I won't give it a 5. And maybe this is recency bias, I guess, but because we haven't had a chalkboard gag and a good couch gag in a while, I will give it a 4.5 donuts.
4.5?
Yeah, 4.5.
You're a little bit more generous than me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was between that and 4, but like I said, maybe I'm just excited to have those two things again. But yes, I'll stick with it.
Yeah, I'll give this a 4 donut rating. Now, I have nothing against this episode. I like it. There's some parts about it that I love. But I don't love the whole thing. You know what I mean?
The pacing's a little off.
Yeah.
There's just something about it that it doesn't flow as smooth as
some of the other
yeah,
ones.
Yeah.
Like some of the other ones, even with those off-the-wall cutouts,
they
still flow. This one, I don't know. It had a little bumps here and there.
Yeah. But again, I will admit, I think I'm just giving it an extra 0.5 because of what we've been missing.
The chalkboard gap.
Yeah. But I could see it being a 4. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Yes.
Very solid.
It's a very solid episode. I'm not going to complain about it. I'll sit down and I'll watch this.
If it's on, I'm watching it.
The nacho hat.
That's right.
Brilliant invention. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd put it on my head and then eat it. But Again, I'm not drunk right now. Maybe when I'm drunk, I would, but...
At the game.
Yes, yes.
In the spirit of the game.
Uh-huh. What you, yeah, it's what you get with the crowd.
Yeah, you get pumped up.
Yeah.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah, solid episode, great episode. You know, lots to pull from it.
Yep. We're almost at the end of the season.
Yes, we are.
We got like maybe six episodes left.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty nice.
Pretty good.
Yep. I was looking at them again. I was like, oh, yes, I can't wait.
So, something to look forward to.
Uh-huh. Next season. We're almost at season 6.
Yes. Wow.
We're going to need to record a couple of these back-to-back.
Yeah.
Just in case we have another snafu like we did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, we can keep putting them out. Even if something happens, we can still post the episode.
Or if the Russians get here by then.
Oh, yeah.
Not making light of it, but something to watch on the news, guys.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, by the way, The Simpsons predicted that, too.
Yes, they did. We were talking about this earlier.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the episode. I know you said it earlier.
Simpson Tide.
Simpson Tide, yes. Apparently, there's an episode called Simpson Tide that... What's going on right now is very, very familiar.
Yes. We see the resurrection of the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And even Lenin comes back to life.
I wonder what season that is. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I don't either. But we'll get to it eventually.
Yes. Yes, we will. So, yeah. Just watch the news. You know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I was thinking maybe we need to do in the summer, do 2 of these a week.
That'd be fun.
And we can do 2 of these a week so we can cut down on the time we're going
to... Yeah. It's like a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, 30 seasons and 32 seasons.
32, yes, you're right.
And we're on season 6 over here.
Yeah.
So I'm in no hurry to finish this, but we...
But we do need to finish it
at yeah, some point. Yeah, we do, right?
At some point.
Yeah, I mean, we do this at the same pace The Simpsons does it. By the time we finish, I'd be 70-something years old.
Nice.
Yeah, no, no. I want to finish this before then.
So we'll definitely start getting into that.
Yes. Only during the summer, kids. Only during the summer.
We'll set aside some days.
Yeah. It's not like we can do this during our work time.
Nah, I can't do it.
So is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just, you know, stay vigilant out there, everybody.
Yes. Stay safe. Remember to check out our official show Instagram page. That's official_Homer's_donuts without the apostrophes. If you have any suggestions on something you think we can do to make the show better, drop us a DM on there. Don't slide into my DM, guys. Drop a DM. Give me some suggestions. And we may or may not...
Take it to heart.
Take it to heart. We may or may not make fun of it. No, we won't do that. But we will consider any suggestions you make. And of course, while you're there, you can enjoy some of the memes that we've created over the last year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, almost a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And until next time. Au revoir, suckers.